Here at the Family Life Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a few women have gathered for the weekly meeting of their garden club. As they work with soil and seedlings, they talk about the old days.
We had tomatoes and carrots, and from every vegetable except no eggplants or anything like that.
It all seems ordinary enough. But everything that goes on here at the center is part of an innovative treatment approach for people with Alzheimer's and other types of dementia. This garden club is actually a type of therapy. Deborah Burry is a certified horticultural therapist who leads the group. She says this type of treatment is particularly good for Alzheimer's patients.
What is going on today is a fleeting moment. They may not be able to remember a half an hour from now, an hour from now, but they have an uncanny amount of past history, past memories that they can bring up frequently. So we try to make the activity worthwhile for the moment, but based upon something that might be familiar from the past.
Activity-based programs like this are growing in popularity. They're typically designed for Alzheimer's patients who are in the early to moderate stages of the disease and are still living at home with relatives. According to the Alzheimer's Association, 4 million Americans now have the disease, and they estimate that number could grow to 14 million over the next 50 years. So all types of treatments are being tried and evaluated. Laura Rice Eschker is a clinical social worker and director of the Silver Club. It's a memory loss program run by the University of Michigan. Silver Club members participate in therapeutic activities ranging from exercise to cooking to music. Rice Eschker says these types of therapy often bring out responses in patients when other more traditional treatments have failed.
For some of our individuals who have a difficult time speaking, many of them can still sing clearly, fluently. It's amazing. And so by using music, we can tap into these wonderful memories and share with them. And of course, they feel wonderful. It boosts self-esteem and they feel successful.
Rice Eschker says these are small but significant victories. Since there's no cure for the disease, anything that reaches patients can seem encouraging. But some medical professionals say the jury's still out when it comes to the effectiveness of activity-based treatments. Stephen Dikoski is director of the Alzheimer's Research Center at the University of Pittsburgh.
There's a phrase that is used, and that is that the plural of anecdote is not data. And I have lots of anecdotes about people who were remarkably improved by this or were much calmed by that. But that does not mean that anyone who does this is going to be helped by it. And it also doesn't speak at all to the permanence of the help.
But Dikoski's not opposed to activity-based therapy. In fact, he says it can complement traditional treatment. Dikoski's focused his work on a drug-based approach.
In the case of Alzheimer's disease, what you're looking at in the brain is some large losses of cells and connections between cells. So Benjamin Franklin is still right. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
And to that end, Dr. Dikoski is working on clinical trials of the herb Ginkgo biloba. One study will look at whether the herb can prevent or slow the onset of Alzheimer's. But Dikoski and other researchers are in a race against time, and the stakes are high. The Alzheimer's Association estimates the cost of Alzheimer's treatment will soar to $375 billion a year if current trends continue.
We have to have an answer to this over the next 10 to 15 years because the boomers are heading to the age of risk. And by the year 2030 or 2040, we'll have tripled the number of cases of Alzheimer's disease. And then it won't actually matter what the government does because this disease could break Medicare and Medicaid all by itself.
As millions are spent looking for solutions and financial pressures continue to grow, it may provide more opportunity for non-traditional therapies. Many caregivers, like Laura Rice Eschker, say activity-based approaches not only improve the patient's quality of life, they're also a way to reduce the economic impact of Alzheimer's.
We're not necessarily reversing the course of the disease. We can't do that, unfortunately. There's no cure. But these kinds of therapeutic modalities can boost the potential of individuals with memory loss, therefore increasing their ability to stay in the community longer.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.